Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 28th of June, 2026, Romans.
As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. The incomparable spiritual heritage of the nation Israel. Verse 4, who are Israelites, to whom belongs part 1 of this incomparable spiritual heritage, adoption as sons. And part 2, the Shekinah glory, the Lord Jesus Christ residing in the Holy of Holies above the Ark of the Covenant in the age of Israel. And part 3, the covenants, the four unconditional covenants, the Abrahamic, Palestinian, Davidic, and New Covenants. And that brings us to part 4 of this incomparable spiritual heritage of Israel. And that is the giving of the Mosaic Law. The giving of the Mosaic Law. And what we have here is kai, hein, nomothesia. That's it. The conjunction kai plus the noun nomothesia with a definite article. The conjunction kai introduces part 4 of the incomparable spiritual heritage of Israel. And then we have nomothesia. Looks like this. Well, that's a pretty bad O. N-O-M-O-T-H-E-S-I-A. Nomothesia. All right. Nomothesia is a hapax legomenon. This is the only time that this word is found in the New Testament Scriptures. It's not in the Septuagint version of the Hebrew canonical Scriptures, but it is found in other Greek versions of the Old Testament. So, one, literally, nomothesia means law-giving. It literally means law-giving. And then two, it also looks at the results, which is legislation and law. Legislation and law. Three, in our verse, it refers specifically to one of the great gifts of God to Israel, the gift of the Mosaic Law. So in our verse, it refers specifically to one of the great gifts of God to Israel. The gift of the Mosaic Law. Four, the gift of the Mosaic Law provides the basic concept of establishment, the laws of divine establishment, as a blessing for the client nation to God. The gift of the Mosaic Law provides the basic concept of establishment, the laws of divine establishment, as a phenomenal blessing for the client nation to God. So let's take a look at this Mosaic Law. Now, this could be called different things. It could be called the policy covenant to Moses. It could be called the Mosaic Law. It could be called the Torah. It could be called the client nation code. So it could be called the policy covenant to Moses, the Mosaic Law, the Torah, the client nation code. All right. One, this is the divine covenant to the client nation Israel. Divine covenant to the client nation Israel. Now this covenant is a conditional covenant. We studied the four unconditional covenants: Abrahamic, real estate, Davidic, and new covenants. We studied those. This is a conditional covenant, and it is addressed to both believers and unbelievers alike in the nation Israel. It's addressed to both believers and unbelievers alike in the nation Israel. It denotes a policy in every realm of life in client nation Israel, including freedom, including establishment function, and including spiritual function. So it denotes a policy in every realm of life in client nation Israel. Two, the recipients of the Mosaic Law is client nation Israel. Client nation Israel. God gave this to Moses on Mount Sinai for the Israeli people. Turn over to Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19. In Exodus chapter 19, we have Israel at Mount Sinai, the giving of the Mosaic Law. Exodus 19, verse 3. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel." Exodus 19:3. Turn over to Leviticus 26. Leviticus 26. Leviticus 26, verse 46. These are the decrees, the laws, and the regulations that the Lord established on Mount Sinai between himself and the Israelites through Moses. Leviticus 26:46. Point three. The Mosaic Law was never given to the Gentiles. It was never given to the Gentiles. Turn over to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 4. All right, Deuteronomy 4, verse 8. Verse 8. And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws? That says no other nation. That's what What other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws? No other nation. As this body of laws that I am setting before you today. So it was never given to the Gentiles. Four, the Mosaic Law was never given to the church. Never given to the church. Turn over to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. For sin shall not be master over you, for you, now listen, you are not under the Mosaic Law, but you are under grace. You're not under the law, you're under grace. We're living in the church age, not the age of Israel. Now, there are principles in the Mosaic Law for establishment that apply to all nations all over the world, but it was never given to the church. We have a much higher way of life than the Mosaic Law. We have the unique spiritual life of the church age. First lived by the Lord Jesus Christ in his first advent and passed on to the royal family of God. Point five, Jesus Christ, the God of Israel, is party of the first part, and every citizen of client nation Israel in the past is party of the second part, both believer and unbeliever. So Jesus Christ, the God of Israel, is party of the first part, and every citizen of client nation Israel in the past is party of the second part, both believer and unbeliever. Six, as divine policy for client nation Israel, the Mosaic covenant was divided into three sections. First of all, section number one, we call it Codex 1. And Codex number one, this is called the commandments. The commandments or the Decalogue. Codex number one, the commandments or the Decalogue. And Codex number one is the freedom code. The freedom code, which defines freedom. The Decalogue, the commandments, defines freedom. Defines freedom in terms of morality, in terms of privacy, freedom in terms of property, freedom in terms of authority. So this is the freedom code, which defines freedom in terms of morality, privacy, property, authority. The basic heritage of the client nation is freedom, so that if you have freedom, so that you can then have evangelism and spiritual growth and missionary function can all follow. First is freedom in terms of morality, privacy, property, authority, so that evangelism, spiritual growth, and missionary function can follow. That's codex number one. Codex number two is called the ordinances, or the spiritual code. The ordinances, or the spiritual code. And this is the ritual plan of God for Israel. The nation Israel in the Old Testament was under the ritual plan of God. The spiritual heritage includes a complete Christology and soteriology taught through ritual. Taught through ritual, taught through oral communication, which included sacred furniture. It included the structure of the tabernacle and the temple. It included the delineation of the holy days. It included the MO of the Levitical priesthood. It included the function of the Levitical offering. So codex number two is called the ordinances. This is the spiritual code, the ritual plan of God for Israel. The spiritual heritage includes a complete Christology and soteriology taught through ritual and oral communication, which included sacred furniture, the structure of the tabernacle and the temple, the delineation of the holy days, the MO of the Levitical priesthood, and the function of the Levitical offerings. So, essentially, the spiritual code, the spiritual heritage of Israel, is Jesus Christ, the God of Israel. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Emmanuel, the Messiah, the Shekinah glory. And this goes back many years now. Deb was diagnosed with cancer, and the doctor that she was seeing was a Jew. And when he told her that cancer was, she would have to have a mastectomy, complete mastectomy, and Deb handle it like you would expect a winner believer to handle it. That's God's plan. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get this done. Well, I get a phone call from the doctor and asked if he could come over and meet with me. I was here all alone studying, and he came in, and we went back and the game room, and he says, you know, I have had a lot of clients, when I tell them that their cancer is serious, they have to have a complete mastectomy, they fall apart. They fall apart, they cry, they do all kinds of things. Your wife was, she just was totally okay. That's God's plan, that has to be done. Let's go ahead and do it. And he says, I never get to see that. I never see that. I just had to come over and talk to you. And then we were talking normally, talking like this. And then he said, Pastor Olson, then he whispered, do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah? I go, yes. I believe he is the Messiah. He goes, I do too. But I can't tell my family. If I tell my family, they'll disown me. They'll throw me out. They won't talk to me ever again. If I tell them that I believe Jesus is the Messiah. I said, well, he is the Messiah. Now, how much do you love your mom and dad? Would you love to see your mom and dad in heaven? No. You came over here, talked to me. I love my mom and dad. And my mom was a believer before I was born. My dad wasn't a believer for a long time in his life. But I gave him the gospel and gave him the gospel and gave him the gospel and gave him the gospel because I love my dad so much I wanted to see him believe in Christ and him to be in heaven. Same way with Debbie's dad. Her mom was Christian and believer, her dad was not. And it bothered Deb. She cried. She'd be crying in bed because she knew her dad had not believed in Christ. And she says, I just can't think that he's going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. Well, that's like the Apostle Paul in our study. He couldn't believe that the Jews would spend eternity in the lake of fire. And I said, well, just give him the gospel and give him the gospel and give him the gospel. And every time he came here, I gave the gospel about 100 different ways. And before, when he got late in his life, he believed in Jesus Christ as his Savior. I said, you love your mom and dad? Then you give them the grace gospel. I gave him the gospel booklet. I said, here you go, right here. Just give this to them. Tell them that you believe Jesus Christ is the Messiah and that you would love to see them believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah because when you do, you have the gift of eternal life. You will live with him forever in heaven. If you reject him as the Messiah, you will live forever in the lake of fire. You're either going to live in heaven or you're going to live in hell. One or the other. Everybody in the human race is either going to spend eternity in heaven because of faith in Christ or in hell because you rejected Christ. He goes, okay, Pastor Olson, they may disown me. I said, don't worry about that. And keep giving him the gospel. Keep giving him the gospel. Keep telling them that Jesus is the Messiah and that he paid the penalty for their sins on the cross. And he left. He left. And there's no accidents in the plan of God. No accidents. And God was working on his heart. He calls me up and comes over. I knew God opened the door. I knew why he was here. That was great. Fantastic. But by the way, you don't have to say, I believe Jesus is the Messiah. Who's listening? So eventually the spiritual heritage of Israel is Jesus Christ, the God of Israel. the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Emmanuel, the Messiah, the Shekinah glory. Now, part three. Codex number three is called the Judgments. The Judgments or the Establishment Code. And it is a compilation of the laws of divine establishment, or you could call it the Code for Civilization. And the Establishment Code was for believers and unbelievers alike in Israel. And it includes, first of all, the four divine institutions. The four divine institutions are in Codex 3, the Establishment Code. The four divine institutions: Freedom, volition, freedom of self-determination, marriage, family, nationalism. So the four divine institutions are there. It includes the sacredness of life and property. The sacredness of life and property. It includes freedom through military victory. Freedom through military victory. It includes the separation of the state and business. The separation of the state and business. It includes the legitimacy of profit motivation. The legitimacy of profit motivation. And it includes a system of tax laws. And those tax laws are called tithing. A system of tax laws called tithing. So the judgments, Codex number three, the divine institution, freedom, marriage, family, nationalism. It includes sacredness of life and property, freedom through military victory, the separation of the state and business, the legitimacy of profit motivation, and a system of tax laws called tithing. Three, the judgments also included diet. The judgments also included diet, health, sanitation, quarantine, universal military training, criminal law, capital punishment, and civil law. So the judgments included diet and health, sanitation and quarantine, universal military training, criminal law, capital punishment, civil law, and criminal law included apprehension, trial, and the laws of evidence and punishment. All of that included in the judgment. Now this isn't all. There's more. Come back. Come back next Sunday. And in our one class, in the first class, we're going to see the rest of this. And then we have communion. And then we have a movie. This is our 250th anniversary. And this movie is centered around a very important document: the Declaration of Independence. Very, very important document for our 250th anniversary. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.